And we come back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, segment number two. Coming your way here is we talk with Jamie Ramsey, the executive director of the Riley County Seniors Service Center. And Jamie, we haven't had you in the studio in a while. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you. It has been a while.
I think the last time I saw you, I was actually in January, in person anyway. And that was when Stephen and I went over there to do a presentation for the Senior Center. And it's, yeah, so it's been a little while. Of course, we had COVID and all this other stuff going on here in the world and a lot of Zoom interviews and phone interviews. But glad we could get you in the studio here today because you have a retirement coming up.
Yes, this will be the last time that I will be here. I'm retiring April 22nd. I've been with the center for 33 years. It is truly time for everybody. And so I am really excited about the possibility for this, you know, for myself, but also for the center. I think that it is organizations kind of evolve. And so I think it's time for someone else to take it that next step, particularly as we're looking at a change in the people that we serve. There's a new generation coming that have, you know. So I think it is just a wonderful time for me and I think for the organization.
Well, time goes by so quickly. 33 years is a long time to be anywhere.
Not that quickly.
Not that quickly. Not quickly enough sometimes for people.
No.
Well,
it does.
I mean, it's you've probably seen a lot of changes over that time period. 33 years ago, that would be what, 1988?
89.
Okay.
And so, yeah, when I came, the first thing that I had to do was a capital fundraising campaign, which I had never done. And they were getting ready to expand, put on a parking lot, and then ride into, you know, expand the building. And that was all kind of foreign to me. Thank goodness there was wonderful leadership on the board. So we planned that expansion of a parking lot. There was, at that time, there was a house right to the east of the center, which we took down and then put in the parking lot, and then eventually then expanded the building and added more parking. So it was kind of a continual thing. But it is, as I've looked back, it is fascinating to me the way the programming has and has not changed. Programs have changed to reflect the people that we serve, the participants, and what's of interest to them. But it still, at its heart, has socialization. And those programs may look a little bit different, but at the heart of it, it still has that element in it. Meal program looks different. When I first came, because the high rise was an older adult facility, that we would have 80, 90 people for lunch every day. Mm-hmm. And that just, as that became kind of the change into a low-income apartment complex, so many of them are young that we're now at maybe 40, 45. So, yeah, you can see the dynamics of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting, and it's such a good gathering place for folks. And from the outside, it looks like a small operation. When you go inside, it's a much bigger place, mm-hmm. and it's a meeting space. I know a lot of people look forward to going there, and it really is a community.
It is, and the facility is used by, for example, right now we have AARP tax counseling going on. So they come in, and then from February 1st to April 15th, they will do people's simple taxes at no cost. We also, like in the evening, we have a dog training class. We have square dancing. So we have lots of clubs that meet there, like, AARP did. Retired teachers did until COVID. So it's being used by the community as well as the center.
Now, 33 years, long time, as we said, but obviously you love the work, otherwise you wouldn't have been doing it mm-hmm. this long. So what are you going to miss most about this?
Oh, I think the people. Absolutely. Absolutely the people. I mean, if I could just put a little, you know, table and chairs and just visit. And that's one of the things I have, I've told friends. I said, I get to go to work and talk all day long. And when my kids were young, I said, you know, when I would come home, I said, you know, I have talked all day long. Could we just give me a break, you know, and then we'll start back in again. But that has been the best part, is making those relationships.
And it looks like I'm looking at your newsletter here for the month of April. There will be an opportunity for anyone to come visit you here on April 8th. That's a Friday. Mm-hmm. From 3 to 4 p.m.
Yeah, I made it real short because it's going to be a hard one.
Yeah.
So I said, just, you know, short time, come and have some refreshments. And I know folks have already who couldn't make it already sending cards, and I appreciate that. Yeah, it's going to be, because I don't even leave till 2 weeks later, so they'll straggle in to say goodbye.
Well, if you don't get the chance to make it there, just make it there by April 22nd.
Absolutely.
Say hi. Okay. Well, good to know, Jamie. We appreciate that all the time we've gotten to speak with you here. I've only known you for the last 3 years, but we're gonna miss seeing you here on the radio.
Well, I'm not sure this will be one of my top things, but it's going to be a transition, but it's one I'm looking forward to.
All right. Well, I know you have some other announcements you want to pass along.
Well, here. There's a couple things. One is a program, if my time's right, today. It's on Madonna of the Trails. And if you're familiar, when you go down to Council Grove, there is one of those statues of a pioneer lady and her two kids, I think. And someone's coming in to talk today, Colleen Anderson, and there are 12 of these across the country to commemorate the pioneer women who essentially settled our country. And so I think that should be fascinating. And then next Friday, so we're celebrating women, will be the Harvey Girls. And so these were particular waitresses for the Harvey House. I'm not that much familiar about it, but it should be interesting. They had a whole string of them, and they all dressed alike.
Hmm. I think I've heard the story. I don't remember the reason behind it, but yeah.
Yeah, it was. It is fascinating. So the other thing I kind of wanted to mention is that we have the opportunity to expand our exercise programs because we did strength training and we did yoga. We do yoga. But we're also doing kind of combinations, movement to music, which is for people who need perhaps some improvement of their balance. So we've added that. It's kind of a class that combines strength training and yoga. So if people are interested in, as it gets nice, think they might want to come down and do some exercise, just to call down to the center and say, you know, what do you have? This is where I am in terms of, you know, where I think my body is or what I'm capable of doing. And for some people who are doing some rehab, there will be one of those classes that will fit their need. Because sometimes you'll go to physical therapy, and when you're done with that, you'd like to kind of continue. So they just call down the center. Number is 537-4040, and we'll talk with you about what's available, what might work for you.
All right.
It's always good to get up and around.
Absolutely.
I'm going to flip through here and make sure I don't miss anything.
Okay.
So we have, if we're going to look into April, and we're doing a tour of the basketball center, the Ice Family Basketball Center. If you're interested in that, haven't been, would like to go and see. And then we have a program on Habitat for Pollinators. So if you'd like to do some planting in your garden and would like it to be supportive of bees, that's going to be April 15th. And then, we're going to do lots of pollinating. We have two classes in April on pollinating. So if you just want to learn about it, how to do it, and then Greg Eystone is in at the end of the month to talk about again, how do you use native plants to increase pollination?
Okay. Greg's a good guy, and he's a perfect expert to bring
absolutely.
Up
that. Absolutely. So,
that's cool. And it looks like you're going to a baseball game, too, so that'll be fun. Hopefully the weather's better by then.
We hope. We are going to go. We thought that would be a fun activity. We have some seniors that just go routinely to baseball games on their own. But there are some people who would like to go but don't want to go by themselves. And so that is on Friday, April 22nd. At 6 p.m. So if you have information, you can call the center or you can reserve your ticket. It's going to be a small group, I think 12 tickets. So that should be fun.
I agree. Fun at the ballpark.
Not sure about the weather. I'm with you there.
It'll be K-State versus UC Irvine. That's one of the California teams. That'll be a pretty good matchup.
It should.
All right.
I'm trying to flip through here. And the one thing I did want to say is, when we talk about programs coming back, one of the ones that is coming back is our center singers.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's okay. Mm. Oh, that fits very nicely that we're having center seniors, and CBS has picked it up.
Yeah, news break right now.
So they've come back and are going to be singing down at the center. So I think they're actually singing for today at lunch.
Oh, cool.
They're excited to be back.
I know there was one thing that, so last week we had snow. There was going to be a program on scams. I should ask about this. Has that been rescheduled yet? It was supposed to be March 10th.
I think it's April 25th that he's coming back, but I will let you know.
Okay.
I mean, I can see the thing crossed out in the new date, and I think that's the date. Okay. I know folks are very interested in it.
We were going to go cover that, and then the snow happened, and that didn't occur. So we'll mark our calendars for that here, too.
Absolutely, and I will let you know for sure when that is.
Okay.
So I think we are moving ahead. People are getting out now that they're comfortable. They feel like everybody is. People coming into the center, you have to be vaccinated. They don't have to wear a mask, but they do have to be vaccinated. And that way they are comfortable coming in, sitting down, having lunch, visiting. And again, we're back to that socialization. Everybody who comes in, that's not an issue.
Good deal. Well, glad to hear that. Glad everything's going well at the senior center, and we look forward to coming out and checking out your retirement reception here in a couple weeks, and we appreciate you and wish you the best of luck.
Sure. Thank you so very much.
All right. Stay tuned. We're going to hear from the animal shelter up next here on News Radio KMAN.